This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. In southeast New Mexico, the Weaver Ranch is an interesting place. It's a working ranch and an experiment station for owner Jim Weaver to test his ideas about conserving land for forage and for wildlife habitat, the lesser prairie chicken specifically. Weaver Ranch is managed by Willard Heck. He says much of the ranch had been overrun by chinnery.
The chinook, it's a native plant, it absolutely belongs here, but through the grazing practices of, say, the last 150 years since 1870, when Europeans first got onto this country with the big cattle herds, a lot of the grasses have been subdued, and the chinnery has taken advantage of that and increased its stem count to where, in many places, it's virtually a monotypic band of chinnery.
This chinnery, this knee-high thicket of shin oak, in the middle of this thicket, says Heck, grasses will be struggling to grow, but that shin oak very efficiently hogs the water.
For example, in 2004, when we had 33 inches of rain here instead of our usual 12 to 15, that was not enough moisture to satisfy the chinnery and allow those grass plants to express themselves with a seed head.
They suppressed shin oak on landscape between sand dunes, but allowed the oak to remain on the dunes where it keeps the land stable. They used herbicide and went about limiting the shin oak population.
Again, not eliminating the chinnery because it absolutely does belong here, but making it once again what we believe was the original situation where it's a stem of chinnery here and there, but the dominant members of the community are grasses.
The region has been under exceptional drought in recent years, and while prescribed burning has been effective elsewhere in controlling shin oak, burning hasn't been feasible at Weaver Ranch. Heck says once they reined in the oak, they were well rewarded with a return of grasses.
I mean, we have nice stands of big blue stem and Indian grass and, a variety of grasses. It's a matter of, I guess the word to use is renovation. We've renovated some of these lands that have been managed somewhat poorly over the years. And it's interesting because the seeds are there. I mean, these grasses came back on their own once we debilitated the chinnery for a few years. And the grasses have come along and taken back over. And now they are the dominant members of the community again.
They got an explosion of grass growth.
In the first few years after we did our treatments, we had seven times more grass on our land than on the control plots. And that, you could view that as saying, well, shoot, I have seven times more, or, seven ranches now instead of one. Therefore, I could put seven times more cows on the land. Well, we would argue that that's not smart thinking, that seven times more grass is great. But the responsible thing to do is allow for habitat as well, so maybe you could double your stocking rate, for example.
And that would provide enhanced income and a little something for wildlife habitat. Through the Grasslands Charitable Foundation, which Weaver helped start, he funded a 10-year study on this type of land management to determine the effects on the lesser prairie chicken and the rest of the ecosystem, including other grassland birds.
Our overall impression is that we didn't necessarily increase chicken populations on our land by doing these treatments. We didn't hurt them either. They're, at least the same and maybe a little bit better. But one of the more striking things is that we do have a more diverse landscape. I mean, there's a lot more grasses. There's more forbs. We think we've done really good things for grassland songbirds, for example.
Heck says they think they've created a better environment overall. You've been listening to Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. This program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Learn more about today's topic and listen to archived episodes on the website playacountry.org.